Hi, and welcome to Sunday Replay for the service at Harmony Tuluka Lake on September 22nd, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week we have a message from Mark called The God Who Gathers Us Home. Let's listen in.
Are you enjoying this morning's worship service? Yes, such an awesome celebration that we've been having and enjoying. That beautiful baptism with Sibley and Rev Blair leading us through that. A science project, science and God, my goodness gracious, what's happening with Harmony Kids? And the blessing of the backpacks and school supplies to be received by LAUSD's Homeless Education Program, singing with passion and praise through great music to the Lord. It is just awesome. We want to give thanks to Gaddison and the worship band, but I also want to extend thanks to our production team back in the back, to Donna and Jewel and Diana. Yes, thank you. It has been a marvelous morning, and there's more to come because we're going to continue the celebration after worship with a delicious meal of box lunches from Panera Bread and Fellowship Hall. Before that, though, time for a message that I'm going to go ahead and share with you that is entitled, The God Who Gathers Us Home. And this is going to center on the scripture passage that we have just heard and received from Dr. Larry Hyde Jr., that comes from Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 8. And I'm hoping that what he shared with you has resonated. I want that to continue to resonate. I get to hear Dr. Larry's voice, and it is awesome. Well, friends, today is a day of celebration, and we are celebrating Homecoming Sunday at Hollywood United Methodist Church. And at the Hollywood campus, what they are doing is they're celebrating the day in style, and just like us here at the Toluca Lake campus, we're doing the same, giving praise to God. And also, we are celebrating the leadership of HUMC's senior pastor, Rev. Hannah Dare Bonner. And we are also celebrating, in addition to that, this morning, coming to and being with and connecting with our church home. Here's a did you know. Did you know that Hollywood United Methodist Church has had a steadfast, significant presence for 115 years? Wow, yes. And for 11 and a half decades, it has served as a sanctuary of hope and healing for untold numbers of people, with many of those coming from the LGBTQ+ community, needing home, needing to know that God is love, needing to know that all people are welcome and equal in the family of God, and needing to know that God is for us and not against us. And that's the case, amen?
Amen.
Well, in late 2013, Hollywood UMC decided, you know what, we're going to draw our home circle wider. And so they planted a new ministry. They decided, you know, 4.5 miles, let's go over into San Fernando Valley into Toluca Lake. And Rev. Blair played an integral part of that widening circle, as well as Rev. Dan Lewis, for whom we are grateful. So I just want to also give praise for that. Amen. And then in 2017, a launch of Harmony happened. And what happened is for the first 8.5 months, it was diligent planning, and it was hard, hard work. Then, with its first official worship service happening in mid-September of that year. And what the Toluca Lake campus has been and is an affirming faith community, home for those who are attending, as well as for those outside these doors. Hollywood UMC is a home where all are unconditionally welcomed, accepted, and affirmed as you are. All means all, and that's such a gift, amen? Well, this morning, we are called to reflect upon a scripture from Isaiah 56, 1 through 8, that speaks to the very heart of the divine creator's kingdom, the God who gathers us home. A scripture passage, friends, that invites us to examine who belongs in our community, and it challenges us to live with justice and integrity and radical hospitality. Now, I want to give a lead into the scripture because it's important that we understand the history that leads up to this moment. And it's important for clarity. Now, I'm going to keep it brief. In 586 BCE, the Babylonians under King Nebuchadnezzar II destroyed the first temple. And the first temple was in Jerusalem, and this had been the focal point for Jewish religious life. And what this horrific event did was mark the beginning of the Babylonian exile for the Jewish people. During that time, Israel, what it did is it became a more insular community, focusing on keeping as many of the religious practices that they had, and they were carrying it out into a strange land among hostile forces. Sadly, however, in their eyes, and I'm stressing in their eyes, foreigners who had been protected by Torah, as well as spoken by the early prophets, what had happened is, in their eyes, they had become a threat. And what was also happening during this time in the exile is that many of the young men of Israel were being turned into eunuchs at the hands of the Babylonians. And this heinous act, this horrific act, what it did was it turned brothers and sons and loved ones into outsiders. You see, they were no longer welcome in the community. That's heartbreaking, isn't it? Well, then in 538 BCE, after the Persian king Cyrus the Great conquered Babylon, what he did was he offered a decree, and he issued that this issue allowed them then to the Jewish exiles to go back to their homeland. And this return, it marked the beginning of the post-exilic period, and it is the context for Isaiah 56. So this passage opens up with a powerful call. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance will be revealed. Happy is the mortal who does this, the one who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath, not profaning it, and refrains from doing any evil. How interesting, that the Lord says to the former exiles, don't seek revenge. Don't seek revenge. I want you to maintain justice. I want you to do what is right. Don't do evil. Keep the Sabbath. Keep from profaning it. After being held for just over four decades, how difficult do you think that it would have been for these exiles that now that they're back to have received and obey this call? Do you think that would have been easy to do what is right and to maintain justice? Nonetheless, that's what God said. And God didn't want their acknowledgement of this, like, oh, you know, wouldn't that be nice if we did this? No, God wanted their active response. And then what God does is God steps it up a notch. You got verses 3-8. The call expands. The divine covenant between God and the people is broadened to include and bless all people who are faithful to the Holy One's ways, regardless of their background, regardless of their status. Now, throughout Hebrew scripture, let's just understand that there was already a tradition of welcoming strangers. Yet upon the return of the exiles, they are instructed to go beyond just caring for the widow and the orphan and the sojourners. They are to reflect on God's own loving kindness. They are to embrace and to accept and to welcome and to affirm eunuchs and foreigners, these two groups who had been excluded from the community of the faithful. These individuals, despite social or religious barriers, they are promised a place in God's house. Because as verse 5 states, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. The call, widen the invitation. wider than you might even ever have thought possible. Widen the circle who receives comfort and hope, where no one stands alone. Because you see, some are looking for their identity. Some are looking for their identity, and the Eternal One is saying, I am going to give you an everlasting name. Take that in. That's incredible. This faith community, what it does is it moves us to a greater vision, a vision where the excluded are included, where the marginalized are embraced, and where the boundaries of our community expand to welcome, to invite, to love, to affirm those who have long been on the outside. And we are reminded that homecoming, coming home, isn't just about looking inward. It is about drawing the circle wider to include those who haven't yet experienced the sacred space of welcome, love, and belonging. Isaiah speaks of a God whose love is expansive, yes, and whose invitation is open to all, because it says, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. And this vision calls us to think beyond the limits of our own comfort. It calls us to look beyond just the familiar faces that we love and we know. It calls us to be the broader family of the divine creator that extends boundaries, that extends into the cultures and also the traditions. What God is asking us to do is to keep justice and do righteousness, not only for ourselves, but for the sake of those who are yet to come into our community. Homecoming then becomes, it's not only a celebration of who we are. Mm-mm. It is a proclamation of who we are becoming. It is owning up to the fact that we aren't complete until all are welcomed. And it is owning up to that fact that everyone has to be welcomed and affirmed. We are not whole until every person, no matter their background or their race, their ethnicity, their identity, sexual orientation, their socioeconomic status, their story, is given a place at the table. Yes? So how then do we as a faith community draw that circle wider? How do we take in the spirit of Isaiah 56 and put it into practice? Well, one is by recognizing that we all belong. No one is beyond the reach of God's grace. No one. And as a church, we must be the embodiment of that grace. Our homecoming today is an open invitation to the sojourner, to the lonely, to those longing. And think about those who are questioning and they are seeking. We have got to let them know. We have got to shout it out. We've got to be examples, letting them know that Hollywood United Methodist Church is a place for them, that there's room for their stories, there's room for their doubts, that there is room for their dreams, letting them know that they are safe and they are loved and valued for who they are. Radical hospitality, following that of the radical Jesus, isn't just about welcoming people when they arrive. It's not like saying, hey, so good to see you, welcome. No, it is about going out into the field, so to speak, actively seeking them and showing them that they belong. And when we do this, faith community, what happens is homecoming becomes a celebration for everyone. Amen? We also draw the circle wider by creating spaces of inclusion. The prophet Isaiah speaks of the foreigner and the eunuch, people who were marginalized and excluded in society. Well, with this, we must ask ourselves, this is a tough question, who are the foreigners and the outcasts in our world today? Who are those that don't feel they belong in the church? We see, if we create spaces where everyone feels included, what do you think happens? Well, those walls of division that they think are maybe there or are there, what those walls do is they come crumbling down, crumble, right? Well, faith community, this scripture passage invites us to look courageously. Now this one, whoo, get ready. Look courageously into our own projections and into our own prejudices. All the ways that we exclude those perceived as foreign or other. To look deeply into the inner workings of our minds and our hearts to identify and dismantle any internal mechanisms that are going on that cause us to demean or diminish others. As we draw the circle wider, we must embody God's heart, God's justice and righteousness. As stated earlier, this passage in Isaiah begins with a call to keep justice and righteousness. Drawing the circle wider, you see, isn't just about extending an invitation. It is about making sure that we reflect the justice and righteousness of God. That means standing with the oppressed. That means advocating for the marginalized. And that also means that we have got to work to create a world where everyone can flourish, like we sang earlier, flourish. On Tuesday evening, September 10th, harmful and unfounded accusations were made against Haitian migrants in Ohio. And so I'm going to address this part here. The accusations made were actually, I got to tell you, those accusations were ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous and awful. What I did that evening, because I was so taken back, I was just like, this is laughable. And I posted a wry comment on social media, on Facebook, and I was taking aim at these accusations. Well, I'm telling you, absurd or not, what I should have done was I should have taken a step in defense of a group that has been wrongfully pushed to the margins. A Haitian community being targeted by toxic and dangerous and hateful political rhetoric to help offset this. I want you to know, if you're not aware, in the days following September the 10th, just I want you to know this, that there's a whole lot more lies that have been spread. But in addition to that, did you know that over 30 bomb threats have forced hospital lockdowns and school closures in Springfield, Ohio? As well as Ohio's governor. I was just reading about this, that he had to call in the state highway patrol to ensure their children would make it to class despite threats of racially motivated violence. Faith community, it is important for us to remember that as Christians embodying God's justice and righteousness, that we are called to stand in opposition to that kind of exclusion. It is about speaking up to the wrongs, and I'm going to say to the inane as well, to reflect the inclusive justice-seeking nature of God. As people of faith, we must reject narratives that dehumanize and scapegoat others. These divisive words, what they do is they breed fear, they breed distrust, moving us further away from the beloved community that we have been called to build. And we have got to actively work towards becoming more anti-racist and challenging not only a misinformation, of which there, believe me, there's plenty of that, but also the racist stereotypes that have long harmed black and brown immigrants. There's a statement that I want to share with you that comes from the Board of Church and Society of the United Methodist Church that calls for a bold witness to stand against hate while expressing support for Haitian and all immigrant communities. And it states, Church and Society denounces and opposes the rise of xenophobic, racist and violent reactions against migrants in the United States and supports all efforts to build unifying relationships with all people instead of promoting harmful narratives among diverse ethnicities and cultures that divide us. God's house is a house of prayer for whom? All peoples. All, not just for the privileged, Not just for those who fit neatly into society's categories. It is for all people, a house of prayer for all peoples. That's the beauty of community, being together and God gathering all of us home, all home. And that's in God's intention also is for us to grow. Yes? So I want to close this morning's message. As we celebrate homecoming today, and as well as Harmony's 7th birthday and anniversary, I want us to remember that our faith community isn't a closed circle, but is an ever-expanding one. So what are we to do? Draw the circle wide. Draw the circle wide, so wide that no one is left out. No one is excluded, and no one is forgotten. Let us, like Isaiah, proclaim a vision of a house of prayer for all peoples where all are welcomed and all are affirmed and all are loved and where all can come home. Let us encourage hope in others, and may we live into that calling, friends, as we move forward with the love of Christ. Amen. Amen.
It's halftime, which means it's time to talk about upcoming events and opportunities here at Harmony Tooele Lake. First, if you've ever heard of the so-called clobber passages from the Bible that people would use to condemn the LGBTQ+ community, then this two-part study called Unclobbering the Bible is for you. Led by Pastor Emeritus Reverend Dr. Ed Hansen and Senior Pastor Reverend Hannah Adair Bonner, it's an objective look at why the Bible affirms and supports all. These two in-person sessions will be held at the Hollywood campus on September 29th and October 6th at 12:15, just after service. Next, it's the return of Tuesday Movie Night on October 1st at 6 p.m. at AMC Universal City Walk. We'll be seeing Wild Robot from DreamWorks Animation. It's rated PG. And finally, there's an outreach opportunity with Food on Foot on October 6th from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. at 1625 Schrader Boulevard in Hollywood. As a volunteer, you'll strengthen our community by distributing food, clothing, and essential items to 280-plus unhoused and low-income neighbors. Now, to close out this episode, here's a song from Gaddison and the Harmony Worship Band.
Come on, give it! My feet on solid ground. I thank the With one voice, sing, oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah, I am free. I am free.
Yeah.
I am free.
Oh hallelujah.
Oh hallelujah, I am free.
Come on, somebody.
I am free.
Oh hallelujah,
I am free.
Say.
Oh hallelujah, I am free.
I'm free.
I am free.
Yeah.
I am free.
Hope the song says free.
Oh hallelujah.
It's free indeed.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sunday Replay here on the Harmony Podcast Network, produced and recorded by me, Donna Miller. This week's guests were Mark Stevenson and Gaddison and the Worship Band. Be sure to like, rate, subscribe, and especially to download these episodes, as it really helps us to continue making content for you and all of our listeners. Sunday Replay is sponsored in part by the Hollywood United Methodist Church, of which Harmony Toluca Lake is the second campus. Find us on social media and drop us a comment. Join us next Sunday for another service with this affirming faith community. And until then, peace.